I'm Tracy Ellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
So what's the latest on the long-term care payroll tax?
Well, good news. A lot of folks have been talking to us. The good news is that it's delayed for 18 months. Now, to me, that's not enough. People have highlighted for the last 2 years the problems encountered with this. People who can't use it, people who can't take it with them. You're right now, we figure close to 500,000 people have opted out, which means everybody else pays in their place. So I led an effort on the floor this week to take a different bill, Senate Bill 5503, which is basically, let's repeal it, but let's also make sure we're studying the private market. Why could this not work in the private market? Here we are, big government saying, no, it's got to be our way and everybody's got to do it this way. Why don't we do bits and pieces so the consumer can have the choice, the family can have the choice, you can have the choice of what makes sense for you. Long-term care is a huge issue. There's no question. But the bills we saw on the floor don't go far enough. Of course, the Democrats didn't support the bill I wanted to bring forward. But even Senator Billig, he goes and says, you know we have issues to fix. Well, why not make the private market a part of that?
Democrats actually have a bill now to deal with the governor's emergency powers. What do you think of it?
Oh, I don't like it. It does nothing. Nothing. It keeps the status quo. So what I would say to people back home, has it been working? Has the state of being in a state of emergency for 700 days without legislative involvement, has that been working for you? And I would say from the people we're hearing, no, it doesn't. But here's the irony of that. The governor was still really upset with his own party that they even dared to introduce bills. This is nuts. One person should never, ever have control. Our Constitution's not set up this way. We have three co-equal branches of government for a reason. Look, I'm not disputing that he should have some form of emergency power for a period of time, but his abject refusal to include the legislature for over 700 days now is BS. That is not the way this works. So their bill does nothing. I just thought it was ironic that he was so upset with them.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.